something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are. Morning, Mr. Evans. How are you doing today?
Great.
All right. You going to get a nap in and try to watch my Steelers lose today?
Or are you going to skip the nap and watch the Steelers lose today?
Who naps at 2:40? You do, Todd? You still nap that late?
Sometimes.
Oh, not me.
Generally, I try not to.
You guys still sleep by 2:40?
I'm generally up by 1.
How about you, Craig?
I would if I could.
Okay. All right.
You're napless again today?
No, not that late.
He just wakes up earlier than that.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping longer, too. It must be winter. My naps have been a little longer, too. Especially one of the, I think it was like a gray day the other day. It's been sunny here the last couple of days, but I think it was last week sometime. It was a gray, rainy day. And I didn't crawl out of bed forever in the afternoon. It was crazy, man. I mean, if I stayed asleep, too, I think your body knows it's crappy outside or something.
You get that little cocoon going where it's warm and the blanket's kind of up over your head, and you're just like, nah.
Nah. So what's new, Craig? We had a follow-up email. I'll tell you what's new over here from the guy yesterday.
No, it was from the woman.
I know. Well, the guy yesterday emailed us about his girlfriend being bisexual, and he wants maybe he called us in, maybe taking it to another level, but she still wants a lady on the side. And she responded. And it's pretty hot, actually, especially when she describes a woman in there. Can you read that? Is that dirty? I forgot.
I can.
Okay. Read it sexy, then.
Slowly.
Lauren says, hello, gentlemen. I hear my friend, Justin, wrote into your show about my bisexuality.
See, right there. She just called him a friend, so it's over.
Yeah, and the threat it poses to a monogamous relationship, and I've decided to weigh in a tad.
All right. Thank you.
What, in my opinion, requires discussion is the fact that one person cannot tick all the boxes for a bisexual. Justin can fill the space of a man, be
scratchy.
Describe
the man.
Scratchy, big-shouldered, strong-handed, epic kisser. And then she asked.
Oh, listen to Justin. He's driving in his tractor right now going, that's me.
Yeah.
So he said he lived in the country somewhere.
Damn right I am.
I assume he's in a tractor. He's in the country somewhere.
And after epic kisser, in parentheses, is a meow. An effing meow.
Meow.
But he will never have these smooth curves, breasts, be soft to the touch, be my size, nor will we ever have the female BBF. I don't know what that means. Vibes.
That's best buddy.
Best friends.
There's a F in there, maybe.
Yeah, I looked up all the internet,
what is BBF?
Acronyms, and all I could find was company names.
I think it's just two bests. Best friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Best boob friend.
Okay, how about that?
Let's go with that.
Big boob friend?
Our best boob friend. All right.
Okay, the female BBF vibes that sometimes culminate in a randomly charged up makeout.
That happens around here, too.
It does. That's why we stay away.
Right. I'm not saying the absence
post-COVID,
of this option is a total deal breaker for me, but it's a huge thing I'd be giving up.
Right.
I'm more than happy to have him as the only man in my life, but it comes at a cost, and just on a human level feels unfair, as I'm definitely not trying to be attracted to both sexes. That's a lot of people don't understand about sexuality. It's not a choice.
Of course.
You're attracted to who you're attracted
exactly.
to.
Exactly. We knew that. We knew that.
I've spoken to my friends about it, and they they're like Lauren. Lauren, I guess that's her name. Mm-hmm. They're like, Lauren, do you know how much D we are missing out on by being in relationships? It's the same, and I beg to differ. They have a D at their disposal, and it's all they're into. It isn't about sexual variety. It's about total fulfillment. I'm not trying to bang
She
sex.
Likes the touch of a young, a woman, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So do we, by the way.
We
want a scratchy man, though.
Peace about the idea.
We're lucky men. Women want that, though.
That opening up this one door doesn't slam another in a forever way.
Well, then you're not really going to be, unless the guy is just willing to live the rest of his life in that kind of relationship, that's what you have to look for.
Right.
That guy.
And that's not what he wants.
No.
She left a number if we want to call her.
We should then, yeah. So early now.
Further details.
She's not like you have any real questions.
No. Not really.
No, we don't.
No,
she
we really
just want to talk to her.
Yeah.
You're a girl.
Well, I think she's explained it pretty well.
Shut up, Craig. So crazy.
Oh. And I don't think we ever said that she should give that up.
No,
if
we
that's
never
something
did.
That
no.
she's into.
But
be
also,
who you are.
But I also don't expect, I don't think it's going to be that easy to find a dude to stay with you.
Am I not?
No, I don't think so. Although the dude has this gone, you know, what if she comes home, she goes, I'm pregnant. He goes, you sure it's mine?
What about Sally?
You sleep with everybody. Yeah, but they're all chicks.
She has a P.S. here. He has never said that he loves me, and either you outed him or you added some flair for radio, but either way, it was hilarious. Did you say that he loved her?
Did he?
I think we were just kind of reading between the lines of his email.
Yeah, if he wants to be involved more, we assumed he might be caring about her.
And to be fair, he actually said that they had just chatted about it. It wasn't necessarily something that he was going in for.
Right, right.
And that it was a deal breaker.
Right, but he was exploring the possibility.
But it was something that they had kind of joked about and chatted about, and she's just not ready for that.
Yeah, but he thought she was monogamy material.
Well, potentially.
Yeah.
If they both decided, let's do this.
You know, I realize the threesome thing come up yesterday, but let's take that out of the equation because that would keep you hanging around forever. So let's take that out of the equation. I think it'd be really tough to be involved with a girl that's bisexual. Sans the threesome, because obviously that's the best, and you would hang out. Because she's still going to have part of her life that she's given to somebody else and not you.
Yeah.
And she's still going to be having sex with somebody else. Mm-hmm. I know it's a woman, not a dude, so it's a little less painful. But still, it's still a woman. It's still she's stepping out on you.
There's still an emotional connection that you're not involved
right,
with.
Right, right. And I guarantee you that woman is going to start hating you. Well, the girlfriend.
Well, look at you.
The girlfriend is going to start hating the dude.
Sure.
Not his original girl and the other girlfriend.
Yeah, the third person.
Yes.
Assuming that is.
Especially if she's not bisexual.
But also, but assuming that is someone that she is keeping up with regularly and not just someone, let's do this.
Yeah, true. But if she likes one dude regular, she might just end up like a one girl regular.
And then what if the dude and the girl don't get along?
Right. And what if the girl's a butch and just wants to beat the hell out of the dude? A lot of questions. Does she like butches or does she like, lipsticks?
A lot of questions. Some of these legitimate.
Yeah. We have her number.
None of them were reasonable for her.
Probably not.
No, they're not good
Probably
questions.
Probably not.
They're not good
Would
questions.
She consider a monogamous relationship with a woman? Or does she need does she need the dude on the side?
She need the D. It's D we're missing out on. Push told me that this morning, actually. I was off the air. Well, since COVID. That's what he means. Well, thank you for sharing, by the way. We love when our listeners share. I think we give you good advice.
Here's another one that says, don't say my name.
All right, don't say his name or her name.
I have friends that listen. They may figure out who my wife is.
Got it.
My wife is bi. You never get tired of threesomes.
Oh, so he's getting them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you don't. I'm glad he said that.
Been married for 17 years. Never get tired of threesomes. I will try to answer questions because I know you have them. She has about 6 girlfriends, and she shares. I listen to the podcast. I may be able to answer questions as they come in.
Has he ever sleep with her by himself?
Oh, without a friend?
Yes.
I'm guessing yes.
All right.
The old boring
again,
just two people in the bed thing?
Barely, just a guess.
Just speculation.
Where's the third boob, he's asking every time.
But you can't.
Where's the third boob at?
I suppose you could have.
On my back.
6 girlfriends once a week.
I'm sure it's not happening all the time. It happens enough, though. He likes it. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, but if there's 6 girlfriends in the rotation, I'm guessing that
do they have kids?
He has some alone time.
That's a whole family dynamic you got to bring up to when the kids get a little older.
Yeah, married 17 years. Good chance they may have some kids.
Yeah, those aren't your 6 aunts, kids.
Well, once they get to an age, they realize
that'd be tough to maintain.
Yes, when the kids start to get coherent, right. In their early teens, going, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, there'd be about a 10-year period.
But
you might
even
have to lay
before
off.
That, well, they just walk into any room they want to,
and everybody's laying down in teddies, right? Yeah, even him
or without,
because that's the way it always happens.
Right. No, but you're right, Craig. People walk in, kids walk in on 2 parents laying down all the time in bed, in the morning, when especially the small kids. So they might walk in and have a drunken threesome night. You know.
How come there's 5 people over here?
We have aunts.
How come Aunt Linda's in bed with you?
Have you seen her?
So that's a good question.
Take care of Aunt Linda.
Are there kids involved, and how old?
I did find some acronyms for, what do you say, BBF?
BBF, right.
Yeah.
Big, it's big, beautiful. A BBF is big, beautiful. That means you're kind of chubby.
BBW is big, beautiful.
Yeah. Big, beautiful friend. Female.
Big, beautiful friend.
Yeah, your BBW, that's that goes in a dating profile.
Uh-huh. Big BB is big, beautiful, isn't
right.
it?
Well, Todd said he couldn't find any.
Right.
And so it is not going to be that obvious.
All right.
But some of the things that they have here, and it's just silly.
For BB?
Yeah, butt buddies forever.
See, that's
bingo.
That's, yeah. That's girls, though.
Best brother forever.
All right.
Best friend. That's what.
That's exactly what that is.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, Puss must use it a lot.
Belly button fluff.
Ew.
I don't know what that. Oh,
no.
Like that lint you pull out of your belly button?
Best buds forever. Bumblefoot. British best friend.
You did butt buddy forever, right? That one doesn't work.
Yeah, that was first.
Not
he led with that.
Yeah, he led with that.
Surprise.
Two chicks, butt buddy forever wouldn't work.
Big right. black female. Big block Ford. Be back in a few.
What's big block Ford? Oh, just a Ford.
That's a car.
An engine car, right?
That's a big V8 engine.
Well, that's something completely different.
In a Ford.
Be back in a few. Baptized by fire. Boys before flowers.
That's what you said always, Craig.
Blinded by faith. Big blue fox.
I don't think it's blinded by faith, that's for sure.
Blackberry friendly.
Jesus.
Bad boyfriend. Big brother fans. Yeah, beer buddies forever. And beautiful bloody fiction.
That's probably it.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
She's my beautiful bloody fiction.
And Urban Dictionary says BBF is beaver, beer, fishing.
Well, that might be right. it.
When a group of redneck guys get together, that's what they're looking for.
Beaver, yes.
Yeah.
Beer and fishing.
And butt stuff, too.
Or ball bearing fan. What the hell? They'll just put anything in there, won't they?
Now they're just making stuff up.
I know people who find ball bearings useful,
yeah,
but
Push had a Push used to his dad worked at a
right,
ball bearing
but
factory.
I don't think he was ever a fan, was he?
No.
Well, no, now Push was a fan of the bad ball bearings because he could shoot them with the slingshot.
Just the balls, not the completed
I'm
ball bearings.
You put 30 years in a factory, you don't want to see a ball bearing ever again.
No.
Right.
No.
Big, beautiful balls. Well, that's 3 Bs. Sorry.
And it's stuck to the tape.
That's a nice follow-up
to
cool balls, dude.
So, speaking of that, I mean, this is something a little different, but it's also sexuality. I didn't realize this. I kept seeing a story yesterday about Elliot Page. I'm thinking, that must be an actor that I don't know of. It's transgender now, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, no big deal. Then this morning I walk in, I'm thinking, well, it's a Juno star, Elliot Page. I think, well, Elliot Page, that's not a Juno star. Her name was Ellen Page. Oh, it's the same woman.
Yes.
So I totally forgot. That woman is actually, Ellen Page is now, she's transgender. She's going to go by Elliot Page.
Elliot Page.
And good for her, you know.
Yeah, although it's a he now.
Yes, it's a he. I'm sorry.
Really, it didn't change the look.
Well, no. I mean.
It looks like Ellen Page in a baseball hat.
It does. Yeah, I cut her hair a little shorter. Yep. It looks like it's an Elliot.
I honestly, when I saw that story yesterday, I thought whatever website I was seeing it on just had messed up and put the wrong picture. Well, that's Ellen Page. That's not whoever.
Oh,
Elliot.
Yeah. I never saw the photo
and
yesterday.
Okay. I got it now.
I'm unclear when he became Elliot Page.
Must be recent.
Oh, just now. It's the announcement
yesterday.
Was yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. Yeah.
The announcement
that's
was yesterday.
That's why it's coming up.
But obviously, it had happened sometime before.
Well, the announcement was yesterday, and so everybody, most PC jumped on the bandwagon by immediately saying, hey, Elliot Page has come out, as opposed to the one I saw, which was a little less PC, says Ellen Page has come out and is now Elliot.
Well, she's already been out of the closet as a gay person anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So she says she could go by they or he.
I did not see that.
She tweeted
that. Yeah,
she tweeted
that. Yeah, most of the information came from her Instagram.
Right, they or he. So you can say he.
I feel bad.
It's not non-binary. It's going to be she wants to be a dude.
I feel bad for websites and stuff trying to write this story because they.
I think they got it right.
Well, but you have to straddle the line between giving the context to the reader and also giving the respect to the person that you're talking about.
I don't know why anybody could get mad at she was a woman and now she's a dude.
Because you used the term she.
Because she was a woman. Okay,
he
when she,
he was
they
he was a woman. Okay, he was
they
a woman.
Is what is the term.
See, it's complicated.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not gonna. I don't feel bad for saying that. I don't because
well, we're all learning. This is new.
Yeah. Live and let live. Now that I know Elliot Page is a dude, that's I'm done with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That's it, right?
But to write that story about Elliot
Page
coming
out, you have to tell people, right?
Yeah, you have to give a little context.
Bad about that. I don't feel bad.
To let people know what's going on.
Yeah, she said they or he, you know.
So Elliot Page is married to Emma Portner.
Oh, that's right. She was with a lady.
Elliot, or Ellen, came out as 6 years ago. She was she was Ellen, and she came out as gay.
Right.
6 years ago, married to Emma Portner. Now, for the record, transgender specifically.
Right.
Is a person whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their birth sex.
Right. But Elliot says you can use the word he now. Now, the actor, let's just say actor, that covers both of them.
It does.
And even the women like to be called actors, not actresses. From the show Billions is non-binary. She's neither.
They are.
Yeah,
either.
She's
and uses it's the pronoun
they or them.
They. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's that person is different than this person.
Yes, the non-binary trans two different things.
Yes. Right. Gotta reach into pants and figure it out yourself.
I don't think they.
No,
I don't think so.
Now, I here's what right. makes me. This is why I know it's none of. I know it's none of our business, but it's human curiosity. When a woman turns into a man, if they get the surgery, now they still identify as a man without a penis. You know, Nick does that.
Yeah,
Nick's not here.
Is that the difference between transsexual and transgender? Is you've actually had the procedure?
Don't know. Craig can look it up.
I think so, but yeah. Again,
but we've always wanted to know if once they get a penis.
Right. I mean, I'm trying to be respectful here.
So am
but I'm asking a
curious human question. Now, I understand they don't have to answer that because it's nobody's freaking business. We said that about Caitlyn Jenner forever. Did she ever
and
get
Chaz a, Bono.
And Chaz, right. Did Chaz ever get one?
We don't know.
No. And it's none of our business.
Yeah, but we're still curious.
I know. We're totally curious.
Right. We would like to know. Yeah.
Maybe too curious.
And we're not going to be judgy about it. Or anything. That's not
no,
like
didn't,
us.
No, didn't ruin my day.
No.
Don't care.
Doesn't affect my life.
Be who you want to be. Marry who you want to. Sleep with who you want to. I don't care. But there's a lot of people out there. Ooh. You see it today.
Well, yeah. Got to have something
that'll
be,
to be it'll be, yeah. I'm sure, what's her face?
Got to be something to be outraged about.
Who's that Nazi
about?
On Fox, the blonde? Oh, Laura Ingraham. She hates that. Oh, she hates this stuff. You know a guy that hates transgender people for no reason whatsoever.
Maybe she's just doing it to
piss off that guy.
Trigger the conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty easily triggered, by the way.
Nowadays.
Not necessarily the conservatives.
No, the Trumpers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not. Yeah. You can be a conservative and discount the last 4 years just because he was horrible.
Many have,
right?
Yeah, a lot,
or
they,
do.
They better. Because
I'd actually like to see more of that.
He's just going to pardon everybody. If you didn't do a crime, why are you pardoned? I want that answer, by the way.
Here's why. An email. I came up with this answer by myself.
Oh, good. I'll hear it.
Like to hear it.
Because they're out to get us.
Oh. They're going to use
of course.
That. They're going to use that, but you still.
End of story.
If you didn't commit.
They're going to make stuff up.
If you didn't commit a crime.
No.
They're going to make stuff up.
Right.
I ain't buying
They're out
that.
To get us.
That ain't going to work, Craig.
Oh, but that is good enough to get the pardon in the first place, and that's all you need. That's
oh, I know. They're going to pardon his kids because his kids did illegal stuff.
Yeah, that's the narrative.
They're making stuff up.
They're out to get him. Baseless stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake stuff, they're going to make it up.
Oh, yeah, the idiots will believe that, but I don't
care.
Well,
yeah.
They're wrong, though. Well, this isn't an opinion thing. They're wrong.
But all you need is one idiot to believe that and give out a pardon.
Yeah. Well,
that's Trump. Yeah.
That's
right,
it.
Trump, right.
That's the only idiot you need to believe that.
Yeah. The idiot who has the power to give the pardons.
The problem is Trump can pardon his kids against federal crimes, but not stuff in New York. And they're getting looked at in New York. Ivanka,
right.
All that stuff. What a mess this ended up being.
Yeah, I don't care.
Surprise.
If happens. Just go home.
Go home. Yeah. No, I want somebody to go to jail eventually.
That would be nice.
Yeah. But you're right. Just go home.
I actually want more than that.
Go home so the electors stop getting threatened. Their family's getting threatened.
I can't get into it. No. I can't get into my true wishes.
Yeah, you're right. I know. We do that off here.
Yeah, we do.
Do you need to be sitting on Santa's lap for that, Todd? Or what?
You can't nowadays.
Ah, that's true.
It's behind I saw a story on the Santa thing. They do it behind a glass. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Santa behind plexiglass.
It is Santa behind plexiglass. And by the way, I'm guessing who's digging this the most is Santa. Same paycheck? Don't have to have the kids on my lap? Cool.
No, the people that are digging it the most is the plexiglass makers.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Those folks are getting rich this year.
Yeah, I think the good investments right now would be plexiglass and...
I saw a story of the plexiglass guy 3-4 months ago.
CBS Sunday Morning. Right. He couldn't keep up.
Right. That guy is just getting rich. Well, I just saw another story about somebody else getting rich. And good for them. They're getting rich because they stopped. Oh, I know what it is. The outdoor heating things for restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That they can't
Those
keep
patio
up with
heaters?
Production. Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't keep up with production. The guy that owns one of the big businesses in the country was on the news the other night, and... They can't keep up with production because up north, unlike you people in the south, we can't sit outside and eat in the winter. But with these, you probably can a little bit.
Well, they still need them in the south because it dips down into the 60s.
Well, I understand
that. It gets
a
little chilly.
But they're selling them. The guy's kicking ass. Hired a bunch more people.
35 in Jacksonville yesterday morning. Yeah. So it does get cold down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they're in T-shirts today, so screw them.
And that. The yes, this is exceedingly quick.
All right.
Monday night out of St. Louis.
All right.
Monday night at the Shot Heaven Bar. Three men were shot.
Oh, about that.
Each of the victims survived.
Did they take any shots before they got shot?
I've given you the information I cared about.
Shoot too. Shoot, I got shot. Good
bar. Shot heaven. Get shot.
Yeah.
We told you.
Come on down.
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.